Good evening. My name is James Sagerton. This is the December 13th, 2022 meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. I am the chair. The voice you just heard was Fred Blair, our erstwhile streamer and access code provider. And Arpal, our stalwart secretary, is about to take the role because we believe we have a quorum. Arpal?
Yeah, all my warts are stall. Grace Aaron. Grace Aaron? Chris Corey?
I am here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Here.
Kamal Harris?
Here.
Julie Hewitt?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden? Sean Kelly McPherson?
Present in spirit, if not body.
James Sagerton?
Here.
Susan Young?
Here.
Okay, that's eight, and you have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul.
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege. This is Susan.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Susan.
Does anyone on the call or anyone from LA have an update about how Lawrence Reyes is doing?
Yes. This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
I heard that they have isolated the septic sepsis in his knee, the infection, they've isolated it to his knee. So that seems to be progress. So I think he's doing a little better, but I don't know if he's still in intensive care or what his situation is.
Well, if you're in touch with him or his family members, please let him know we're thinking of it.
Okay, sure, certainly.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Now we're going to go to adopting the agenda, and I want to point out for our Paul, cut and paste happened here, and number eight is central services, and there should be no number eight. That should just be number eight should be adjourned to executive session.
Okay, and hold on. Let me get a hold of this.
Go ahead.
Put it in there. All right, so eight should be that. All right, so you're gonna make a motion, right?
I'm going to move to adopt the agenda, but I'm going to read it first. I'm going to make the motion, now I'm going to read it. So the agenda is: 1, convene meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Number 2, roll call. Number 3, adopt agenda. Number 4, chair's announcements for 2 minutes. Number 5, minutes for 3 minutes. Number 6, report from the executive director with Q&A for 30 minutes or as needed. Number 7 is central services formula for 30 minutes. And, I'm so sorry. Something got lost in the translation here. I guess I must have sent the wrong version of this. Forgive me. Number 7 was supposed to be zero out central services arrearages for all stations. Can we make that number 7?
Okay, so it's zero out central services, what?
Arrearages.
Okay.
For all stations. That's number 7. Number 8 then should be.
Is that 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then number 8 becomes what number 7 is, central services formula, 30 minutes.
Okay, so then we take the bottom of the other one.
Yep.
Paste this into here.
Sorry about
and
that.
We get Okay, 7 is 0 out. 8 is central services. And 9 is adjourned to executive session. That's number 8, central services. Is that central services?
Central services formula. Formula, yes. 30 minutes. And, you know, we'll see how long any of these take.
Okay,
I had that correct, and I don't know what happened here. Maybe I sent the wrong prior version. All right. So does everybody have that? I'll ask if there's any discussion, any additions, subtractions.
Yes. This is Grace.
On the stack, Susan.
Okay, here. Grace first, then Susan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd like to go back to the discussion about how the proceeds from the sale of the KPFK building will be spent.
Yes, we did say that we would take that up again, and I was really kind of waiting for you to ask for us to do that. So where would you like to put that, Grace?
I'd like to put that as 6A or as 7.
Okay, so...
And give it 20 minutes.
Can we bump everything from the current 7 up 1 and then make that number 7? Well, let's see if we have any discussion on it first. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I've got... Yes.
Can I make sure I have it?
Yes, go ahead.
The amendment would be to add, quote, discussion about proceeds from sale of KPFK building being spent 20 minutes. How about how proceeds? How about how?
Yeah, proceeds? That's what I said.
How proceeds from, okay. Are being, would be?
Should be.
Should be. Okay, I got it.
On the agenda before. Continue that discussion. And
we said we would continue it, yes.
Yes. I did present, if you will recall, a fleshed-out motion.
Yes, you did.
That we did begin to discuss and modify.
Right. As you recall, we had a subsequent conversation where you indicated that you were going to not bring it up immediately, and so this is fine. But I would ask you, though, Grace, perhaps if you have it handy, could you send the written version of what you had initially proposed to the list so that people can review it if they need to?
Sure.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that. So now we're going to have discussion.
Speaks recognition on that item.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to first give Grace a chance to motivate if she wishes. And then I heard Susan, I believe. Was that Susan or you, Beth?
Yes. And I have two things. Okay. One is something.
No, Susan. I just want to deal with this one first, then you're next for the next one. I'm asking now for people.
No, I want to talk about this one too.
Okay, I got you then. As I said before, I had Grace, Susan, and then Beth.
Right.
Is there anyone else? Okay, don't hear anyone else. Grace, you want to motivate a little?
Yes. I would like there to be some agreement or a suggestion, a decision on the part of the National Finance Committee that would then go to the PNB to decide in advance how the proceeds from the sale of the KPFK building would be apportioned, what debts would be paid, how much money would be earmarked to help KPFK resettle itself and help it get into reverse its current downward spiral in terms of listenership and membership and gross and net income. KPFK needs investment so it can reverse those negative trends of the last few years and also relocate itself into a rental or another building. That's why. I don't think it's fair to KPFK to simply use all of the proceeds from the sale of the building to pay off Pacifica's accumulated debt and leave KPFK with little or no resources to rebuild itself and to rehouse itself. So I'd like there to be some agreement on the part of the NFC and the PNB as a whole to ensure that there are enough there's enough wherewithal in terms of funds from the sale of the building for the future of KPFK.
Good. Thank you, Grace. Susan.
Yeah, I was confused about where we left this matter because I believe that there was a lot of conversation about the fact that the question of use of proceeds needed to be taken into account with the broader system problems that exist. And I think that there are probably two dimensions to this. Three. One is, what debt will we need to retire to be able to stabilize the whole system, without which the system can't be stable? And the second is, what are the options for KPFK to reestablish itself? And I would
Susan.
Yeah.
I made a mistake with Grace. I asked her to motivate the motion, and I really wanted her to motivate. Well, I guess she kind of did. The reason
right,
for putting
it on
in
the
agenda. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to say anything about it? Okay. So do you want to say whether or not you're in favor of having it on the agenda?
I guess, no. My question was, I thought that we had already dealt with this matter, but apparently we haven't.
Okay. I will answer to say that I believe we did say that we would discuss it down the road. So that's why I'm allowing it now.
So you answered my question. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. Beth?
Yes, thank you. It would be more accurate to refer to sale of the property, which includes the building, but also the ground under the building, because that's what's being proposed. It isn't just the sale of the building. It's the building and the property it sits on. This was brought to my attention when it was discussed at the local level, and I'd like to see it reflected in the name of how we name it, so that it helps if whatever reference we make to it in the future, it's reflected in our notes from this discussion.
So since this isn't formally part of the agenda yet, can we just ask Grace, are you okay with changing it from building to property?
No, not exactly. Because property would include, include a lot of things that are not going to be sold in the sale, possibly. Including, some people could misinterpret that to mean the sale of the signal. So I think it would have to be defined. I don't have any strong opposition to switching out building for property for building, but as long as it's defined.
How about real property? How about saying real property so it doesn't include the equipment?
A real estate.
Okay. Okay, sure, real estate.
Okay, so let's see if ARPOL has that.
Okay, so it would then be an amendment would be to add, quote, discussion about how proceeds from the sale of KPFK real estate should be spent, 20 minutes.
Okay with that, everybody? Hearing no one responding. So now we're going to ask the committee if there is any further discussion.
Susan to the stack.
Go ahead. Let's see if there's anybody else besides Susan.
This is McFadden. I just wanted to make sure you got my when I called in.
Hi, McFadden. And, got it. You're here.
But I have nothing to add to this agenda.
Okay. Thank you, James. So, all right. So we just have Susan, it seems. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, and I don't have anything to add or really to comment on. I just wanted to ask, I have been confused about what we're taking up when, and so I'm wondering when we're going to revisit the WBAI budget. I want to be sure that I'm prepared to be able to participate in that.
We haven't received it yet, so it depends. When we consider things always depends on when we get the materials from the units.
Our Paul for STAC?
Go ahead, our Paul.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
Yes, you have.
Oh, you sent it. Yeah, okay. You sent it. Yes, okay. I do recall that. All right. So, you know, then we can schedule it for next time. Unless, you know, something else comes up that we have to deal with. But I don't see any problem putting that on the agenda for next time. Yeah, I remember there was discussion about did it go back to Berthold? Does it have to go back to the LSB, right? Okay. And then you sent it. Got that. Okay, so that's the answer to your question. And now we are I was asking if there's any further discussion on this agenda. Hearing none, I'll ask if there's any
question. So is this amendment to place that particular item is 6A?
It's to place it as 7 and drop all the other
items. Okay, why don't we make that 7 and renumber the others, okay?
Yes. That's what we decided already.
That's what we said, yeah. Agreed. Okay, somebody remind me when I run over that later on in the meeting and forget to go number 7. Okay. Making a note. All right. So I was asking if there was any. I think we agreed to put that in as number 7. So now we're seeing if there's any objection to the agenda as a whole. And hearing none, we'll go ahead with that as our agenda. And that brings us to the chair's announcements. Tonight we'll have a report from the executive director to review and discuss continuing cash flow and payroll situation. We will also review Pacifica Central Services formula, the Pacifica Central Services formula, and a proposal to zero out Central Services arrearages. There are no other new announcements. That takes us to the minutes. Arpo, I didn't see any open session minutes.
Okay, we don't have any open session minutes, but as I requested last time, any decision about who's going to do the draft minutes for the August 30th meeting, which I wasn't at, should be by somebody who was there.
I recall I haven't had any takers on that, and I haven't been able to do it myself. So let's give that one more push. And I'll see if I can talk to people. Yeah, talk to people privately and see what we can come up with. Okay, thank you, our call. So next comes a report from the executive director with Q&A for 30 minutes. Stephanie, obviously, you know, we take as much or as little of that time as needed.
Thank you. I don't have a lot to report. Not a lot has changed since last week. We are going to be able to make payroll this pay period, so that's good news. but we still have our, the same aged payables and our aged payables that are of the most concern to us. We are working right now on, again, with some of the vendors, particularly with some of our insurance holders, trying to negotiate just some extra days, a little bit of a grace period before some of the cancellation dates that have been given to us. We're still also in the process of just making some good faith effort payments when we're discussing negotiating some of the payment terms. So we're working on that pretty much every day, but we still do have some concerns regarding some of those payments. We also were able to make the KPFK electric payment, the main electric payment pay dates. Due dates. So we did pay that part of it yesterday, part of it today. And then we have our payment plan that we're working out with them, and that's due in a couple of days, and we do have the funding for that as well. So we're happy to be able to make that KPFK electric payment that was due. And really not too much else. I mean, again, we're just sort of working on everybody's fund drives and letting people know where their sort of outstanding bills are, so we can try to encourage the fund drives to make sure that they're reaching some of those bills, and then also monitoring what bills are paid so we can make sure that money is set aside for the bills that are quite vital to be paid. And I think that really at this point is about it. If anybody has any questions.
FJC interest?
That's the number one really on our aged payable and payable of concern. We do not have any funds that are set aside to be able to prepare us for that payment. It is due on the 31st. We did mention it to Arthur a few weeks ago that we were concerned that we weren't going to be able to make that interest payment. And then he and I also spoke about it as well. So he was going to give them a call and see if we again can have a couple of days of grace with that, or if we can just make, what we're planning on doing is paying what we can when we have it, and then hoping to extend that out. So hopefully he'll be able to have some positive conversations with them regarding that, particularly since we'll be able to share with them that, he has been discussing with them the plans of, the motion that was passed with the selling of the property, and then trying to figure out, using a portion of that to pay some of that loan down. So at least they see that we do have some plans on paying down the principal of that loan.
So it's basically no change from the last meeting.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Anyone else questions for Stephanie?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah. Would Stephanie be kind to keep us posted? I realize it's maybe executive session stuff or confidential, of Arthur's progress and your progress in communicating with FJC, because if they accelerate the loan due to a default, that's sort of like game over.
Yes, I will definitely keep you informed because of all the things that may keep Markeisha and I awake at night. The FJC loan is top of that list. So, yes, we will keep you informed.
And as Susan said, perhaps, Lisa, as regards negotiations, we can do that in executive session. Anyone else? Okay. Hearing none, I think that brings us to our new number 7, which is Grace. Do you want to make a brief presentation, Grace? Or maybe provide we want to have a motion on the floor. So, go ahead.
Did you all get my email that I forwarded? I sent it to, the National Finance Committee.
I got it there, yeah.
Okay. So, it was in the meeting that where we discussed it, we decided to discuss it one clause at a time. And we did also go over this briefly with the our local station board, and I'd like to say that one of our local station board members had a simpler solution to this, and that is just to earmark 50% of the proceeds of the sale of the KPFK property for rebuilding and rehousing KPFK. So I'd like to the reason for that is each one of these clauses could be argued infinitum, and there'll be lots of discussion and probably the specificity of what I put forward might be a lead weight on actually coming to a conclusion about what we should do with the proceeds. So I'd like to make a substitute motion to my own motion to just state simply that we should earmark 50% of the proceeds for the of the KPFK real estate to be used for the rebuilding and rehousing of KPFK, which I think is
Grace, fair. Can I suggest that FJC is going to have something to say about that? Do you want to make any mention of, you know, that aspect?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay. A motion, was the motion made about disposition of proceeds? This is rather long motion with parts to it. Is that made or is that not being made and something else is being made?
It was made already. I moved it in this committee.
Yeah, okay.
And
this
was
is now
modified.
So.
It was. Okay. So.
Go ahead.
I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that I'd like to put forward a substitute motion to my own motion, which is stated here. It seems to me that the specificity about how 50% of the proceeds could be spent can be decided later, as long as 50% of the proceeds of the sale of the building are decided to be earmarked for the use of KPFK to rehouse and rebuild the station. So, to answer your question, Jim,
yes.
I'd like to say that the encumbrance of the KPFK building is based on a $4.65 million appraisal. I believe that that's the appraisal that was used by FJC, although I heard that they may have done their own appraisal when giving us the loan. It was 33% of that amount. So the encumbrance is, the arithmetic would be, I'd say, $1.5 million. And more or less. We can do the math. If somebody could do the math on that, I would appreciate it. At any rate, that could easily come from the other 50%. But if you want to adjust it down to 40%, I don't know. That's 40% of the proceeds of the sale of the building.
The
estimate, and I'd like to ask Stephanie if she got that second estimate as to a ballpark
idea. Mr. Chair,
there
is a point of order still. Okay.
Yeah, okay, let's get order back again.
If we could make this orderly, it would help all of us a lot.
Yes.
There is a motion that starts out disposition of proceeds. It's got six parts to it. Then it says on a separate issue and goes to something else. Is 1 through
okay,
6
yeah, okay.
with this. Please, let me address the chair. Disposition through 1 through 6, is that the motion that is currently on the floor?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, is that the motion that's currently on the floor?
That's my understanding, yes. We kicked it
okay,
down the road.
Okay, so that's the motion that's on the floor, and now the member wants to make an amendment, a substitute motion for that, right?
Correct.
And could I hear the exact wording of that amendment?
Right, and just before we get there, what I was suggesting is that we include some consideration of what the FJC position might be on this. We don't know what the total sale price of the building will be, so establishing percentages is a little difficult. I just wondered if Grace wanted to consider that before we go ahead, or whether she just wants to put in a straightforward percentage.
Perhaps it would be wise to just discuss the original motion. I can withdraw my substitute motion and possibly put it forward a little bit later in this discussion when I've had a chance to look at the do some rough calculations. Let me just throw the idea out to the body and withdraw the substitute motion for the moment and discuss the original motion as sent to you.
I get that. And may I also suggest that since the sale of the building is going to be a ways off yet, we have time to discuss this. We don't have to come out with a solid, clean motion tonight. We can, you know, we do have some time to work on this. I you know, it's good to discuss it and get it out early, but we don't have to clean it up until we, you know, have some, you know, results of the talks with FJC. And, you know, maybe get I don't think we're going to get a better idea what the price will be until we get further, quite a bit further on. But I'm just saying that. That's all.
Okay, well, this is Grace. I have a request for information.
Sure.
Okay, I'd like to ask Stephanie if she's gotten an estimate from the second real estate agent in terms of an estimate of what he or she thinks the sale will bring in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit that. I thought I damn the button. The yes, I did get the valuation, and the second broker appraised the property at 4.8 to 5.2.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Grace, you've withdrawn your substitute, and we're back to the first motion, the original motion. And go ahead.
Pardon me, I'm sorry. Another point of information?
Sure.
Stephanie, do you know what the original appraisal was that the FJC loan was based on, the KPFK portion of the FJC loan?
I don't, but I'll look through the FJC loan paperwork that I have, and I'll get that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If this motion is on the floor and we're talking about it, it should be read out so we all hear it and so the people listening can hear it.
Right. So.
Okay.
Grace.
Yeah, I'll read it. Okay. It's my fervent hope that the sale of the KPFK building can be prevented. However, here are some ideas about how the proceeds of the sale should be spent if it is sold. Disposition of proceeds from the sale of the KPFK real estate. I just changed the wording of the title. Number one, negotiations shall include the possibility of having the sale of the building have a contingency clause stipulating that the buyer will lease the building back to current tenants at a reasonable monthly rate, suggested $6,000 per month for a period of 1 year with a renewal option for an additional year at the same rate if the tenants choose to continue occupancy. Two, all K5K and Pacifica archive payables will be completely retired or forgiven, including all personnel, financial obligations, all legal settlements, all central service debt, etc. This debt retirement shall take place prior to any other payment of debt or spending of the proceeds, except for escrow and realtor fees and payment of the principal balance of the FJC loan related to the KPFK building. Three, an escrow account will be opened to include enough money to cover rental for KPFK and the archives for a period of 4 years at current rental market rates, but not less than $10,000 per month. In other words, a minimum of $480,000 will be set aside in an escrow account exclusively for the payment of rent slash housing for KPFK and the Pacifica Archives. Four, a separate escrow account shall be opened for payment of salary and benefits for at least 1 year for a full-time general manager to be chosen by the ED from the pool of candidates from the most recent KPFK GM search. This expense shall take precedence over the payment of any other debt outside of the payments stipulated above. Five, funds of $150,000 shall be set aside for the rebuilding of KPFK to be used at the discretion of the GM and the ED for market research, program improvement, streaming of financial and membership management, etc. Before all or part of these funds can be used, a plan for how any expenditures will result in increased revenue and or audience shall be sent to the local station board, NFC, and PNB for review. Six, after the above priorities, the next priority for funding from the sale proceeds shall be to set aside enough money to pay for a national election supervisor plus any and all expenses related to the long overdue Pacifica LSV elections. That completes the motion.
Okay. I have a question.
McFadden is back.
You've already motivated, so we'll take some questions. I got McFadden.
Chris Corey to the stack.
Chris. Anyone else? Normally I would let the others go first, but I did say that I have a question, so I'm just going to ask very quickly. Grace, do you have a total for what all of these set-asides would amount to so we can compare it to what the actual sale price, you know, is predicted to be based on the appraisals? Did you do a rough calculation of what all that adds up to, 1 through 6? Grace, are you calculating?
I was talking to myself here. I do not have that fleshed out, but I'll try to do it while others are talking.
Sure. Okay. McFadden.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. Can you have me back, Susan?
Susan, I got you. McFadden?
Thank you.
There's two issues that I want to talk to, is point number one and point number two. In the disposition, I think point number one is sort of a poison pill type of thing, even though it says the possibility. I don't think we should have that in there at all, because what we really want to do is maximize how much. And if we can get, you know, $500,000 or $1 million more, if we can move out in 2 months, you know, we should move out in 2 months, because that's a big difference. So having that possibility written in, which means the buyer has to wait up to 2 years before he can do whatever he wants to do with that property, I think is just a total poison pill and will reduce the amount of money we get from the building by significantly. So I think that needs to go. On point number two, I think I would like to know what those payables, what's the total on number two? I think all 3 through 6 are all sort of reasonable types things. But number two, I just don't know what that is. I think number two will also be somewhat of a reasonable debt write-down, but I'd like to know what that number is before I go forward on that. That's it.
Chris.
Okay, so this motion is basically exactly the same motion that we saw before, and my objections are exactly the same. I think two is extremely problematic, and I would like to offer a substitute motion. I've already prepared it, and I will send it to the committee now, and I will motivate it once everybody's received it.
Good.
Chris, could you send this as something other than a PDF so that I can just copy and paste it? Or just open it up easily?
Chris, did you hear that?
I didn't realize I was muted. I was talking to nobody.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
No worries.
I'll take care of it. Give me 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure if I'm seeing the substitute motion. It appears to be the exact same motion.
Quite similar. I took quite a few of Grace's provisions and moved in my motion to try and ease the amount of objection.
Chris, you sound like you're on speaker. You're a little hard to hear.
I said that I used quite a bit of the same language in my motion.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it does similar.
Thank you.
Point of information, is it possible for Corey to say what's different about items 1 to 6? Between
Absolutely.
The two, I couldn't.
Yeah, I'll go through point by point as soon as everybody's got it.
Susan, did I hear you asking for the floor?
No, I was asking him to go tell us what is different.
So, sure.
That's what he's doing.
Okay.
Yep. Has everybody got it, or at least a few? I can get started on it if you'd like.
Yeah, does everybody have it? I don't hear it. Let me just change the question to get an appropriate response. Is there anybody who doesn't have it? Not hearing anyone. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. So paragraph one is largely the same, except for it puts that contingency in that James was asking for. That if possible, we have a clause allowing leaseback. Paragraph two, I took out let's see, I think I just added that I'd like to see the FDIC loan paid in full. I've run a total on this, as James suggested. It's actually shown as item 7 in the motion. And I believe that the proceeds and the loan coverage will hold at that amount. I added provision 3 to create a business plan because I'm not confident that funds can be found to do that. I realize that the building may sell after those funds are found, so I put that provision in as well, saying that the funds could be moved to item 8 if they're found. I think item 4 is pretty much exactly the same. Item 5 is pretty much the same as well. I changed the wording slightly in 6, I think. Just to make sure that it's a lower priority than the previous 5 items, although I think Grace had some language that was similar to that as well. Item 7 totals up all of the items 1 through 6, and then item 8 creates an escrow account, which we use exclusively for the implementation of the business plan or any other expense that is deemed an emergency need by both the ED and the PMB. Item 9 is basically it's Grace's addition with a little bit of paraphrasing about protecting the archives. I added it to the motion rather than making it a footnote.
Okay. Well, do you want to use the language that we usually use if the NFC recommends that the PMB direct? Because the NFC doesn't really direct anybody to do anything.
On the stack, Mr. Chair.
I hear you, Susan.
Mr. Chair.
At the top.
Hold on one sorry. Second, Arpo. No, in number 9, you say the NFC and the PMB direct the ED. Number 9.
Number 9, sorry.
The NFC and the PMB directs the ED. So we just say the NFC recommends that the PMB?
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
I forget
not to use that. Sorry.
Minor point. Okay, now I think, Arpo, were you raising a point of order?
Well, sort of, yes. All right. I am hoping that we will be seeing a non-PDF of this, because this thing formats horribly when I try to paste it in. So the other question is, the words Smithsonian Institute, that ends your motion, right? Because then you have motivations, which should not be in a motion. But, okay, right?
Those were just, I'm sorry. Those were my notes, R. Paul. I'm sorry. That was not
right.
Correct. Second
so it ends with right. Smithsonian Institute. That's the last word, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I should say probably this needs to be read out too.
I'll read it out, and I'll also I'll start with the motivation. So, but I want to make sure that you receive your copy first, R. Paul.
I've got the PDF.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing that the it looks like this is still in my outbox. Nobody else got the Word version yet, I'm guessing, either, huh?
I don't have it.
Well, that's the most important thing. Hang on a second. I can't seem to unattach the PDF. Can I just add the I'll just add the Word document to it. For some reason, the PDF is not leaving. So now this version, this email has both of them. I apologize for that. Let me know when you get it, R. Paul. I'll start reading them if no one has an objection to that.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Okay. The PM, if the PMB determines that it is necessary to sell the KPFA building and land, the NFC moves the PMB stipulates and allocates funds from the sale of the KPFA building and land, substitute motion, as suggested below. KPFA suggests that the sale of the building and land should, if possible, have a contingency stipulating that the buyer will lease the building back to KPFK and the PRA at a reasonable monthly rate, suggested $6,000 per month, for a period of 1 year, with a renewal option for an additional year at the same rate if the tenant chooses to continue occupancy. A set aside for this purpose shall come out of the proceeds of sale, not to exceed $150,000. All Pacifica current payables, AP, will be paid in full, including all personnel, financial obligations, all legal settlements, etc. Payable requirements shall take place prior to any other payment of debt or spending of the proceeds, except for the escrow and realtor fees and the payment in full of the FJC loan. A single purpose account in the amount of $50,000 shall be set up for the purpose of developing, creating, and annually updating the Pacifica business plan. All work will be performed by a neutral third party agreeable to the PNB. If the Pacifica business plan is already in place prior to the motion being brought forth, the funds for this item should be placed in item 8. A separate escrow account should be open for payment of salary and benefits for at least 1 year for a full-time general manager to be chosen by the ED from a pool of candidates from the most recent KPFK GM search. This expense shall take precedence over the payment of any other debt outside of the payment stipulated above. Item 5, funds of $150,000 shall be set aside for the rebuilding of KPFK to be used at the discretion of the GM and ED for market research, program improvement, streamlining of financial and membership management in accordance with the Pacifica business plan. Item 6, after the above obligations, the next priority for funding from the sale proceeds shall be to set aside enough money to pay for a national election supervisor to fund any and all expenses related to 1 year Pacifica LSP elections. Item 7, the total of all disposition items listed above shall not exceed $4 million. Item 8, all remaining funds shall be placed in an emergency reserve escrow account, which shall be used exclusively for the implementation of the Pacifica business plan or any other expense that is deemed an emergency need by both the ED and the PNB. Item 9, the NFC and the PNB, what was the word that you suggested, James?
The NFC recommends to the PNB. The NFC recommends that the PNB directs.
Okay. The NFC recommends that the PMB directs the ED to renew negotiations with UC Santa Barbara for the digitization and archiving of the Pacifica Radio Archives in conjunction with the Library of Congress and North Carolina. Motivation for the above is a substitute motion. As established by the PMB during the NACPON sale, assets of Pacifica are at the disposal of the PMB. To serve the interest of Pacifica as a whole and to serve no single station. The above motion prioritizes the rebuilding of KPFK, but places it in the context of rebuilding Pacifica as a whole. Motivation for Clause 3. Without a business plan, Pacifica is going to end up right back here in a couple of years. The business plan will outline how to make operations of Pacifica gainful so that when implemented, assets no longer need to be liquidated to facilitate other non-productive purposes, such as retirement of debt. Motivation for Clause 9. Contract negotiations broke down. This is part of Grace's footnote, I believe. Contract negotiations broke down around 2018. The oldest and most precious tapes in the archives are in jeopardy of complete degradation and should be digitized as quickly as possible. If digitization and housing part or all of the archives is not possible, at UC Santa Barbara, another institution could be sought with the help of the Smithsonian and or the Library of Congress. All funding in the above directly flow from the sale of the KPFK property, if there is any need to clarify that.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Grace, with a point of information.
Go ahead, Grace.
Request for information. What is the what is the total principal left on the FJC loan? How much do we owe FJC?
About 2.1.
Pardon me.
I said 2.1, Chris. Did you say the same?
I did.
Okay.
McFadden to the stack.
Go ahead, McFadden.
Wasn't there a stack before me? I thought, but maybe not.
No, that was on the previous motion. We're now on a substitute, so it's a different stack, a new stack.
No, okay. I got on this stack, too.
I have a different request for another request for information.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to take Grace's request for information first, but I'd like to ask McFadden if he would mind if Susan went first.
No, that's fine.
Okay, thank you for that, because I don't want to have to figure out.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Hold on, Mark, hold 1 second.
Oh, I got a thing.
We got Grace with a point of order, but go ahead. I just want to get my notes straight. Go ahead, Mark Paul.
I call for the orders of the day.
A point of order or what?
Call for the orders of the day.
Are we at time? We are. I see that. Yes. Well, no, we started this at 8:59 by my calculation.
58. So that means we're more than 10 minutes past it. So why don't we, yeah.
10 minutes past it.
This is Grace. I'd like to.
No, I don't. Hold on. This was for 30 minutes. According to my calculation, it was 8:59 when we started. It's now 9:30. So
you said 20 minutes.
Oh, I thought it was 30. I thought I heard 30. I'm sorry. Does anybody else recall that? It doesn't matter. We're going to move to extends.
I oppose moving to extend.
Okay, we hear you, but we're not there yet. Would somebody like to move to extend?
This is Grace. I'd like to move to extend for 10 minutes.
Okay, Grace moves to extend. Is there any objection?
Yes.
Susan? Okay, Susan objects. So now we have to have a vote. Our call, can you take the roll when you're ready?
Yes.
You know, there's a lot going on here.
And we're ready to go. All right. The motion is to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name, Grace. Aaron?
Yes.
Chris Corey?
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Mal Harris?
Yes.
Julie Hewitt?
Pass.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. James McFadden.
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
No, thank you.
James Sagerton.
I'm going to pass for now.
Susan Young.
No.
Okay, going back. Julie Hewitt.
I'll abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. James Sagerton.
As the chair, I'm also going to abstain, and that leaves us with a 3-3 tie.
No,
which means
it's 4-4, 3 against, 3 abstentions. Requires a 2/3.
Oh, you're right. You are correct. You are correct. Okay, so we are extended for 20 minutes.
Wait a minute, what? What?
No, it
what
failed.
The motion was to extend by 10 minutes. It's failed.
It requires 2/3 to amend the agenda.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sorry. That's where I was failing. You're right. So it fails. Thank you.
Which leaves us with the question of what do we do now?
Yes.
I mean, unless we want to vote on all of this immediately, we probably need to very quickly postpone it, all of it.
Yes, I would agree with that. And also, I would ask that the author do some, you know, more detailed calculations to see what everything totals up to.